Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Another yes. Oh, great. Oh,
who's that from, Alice?
Oh, another cousin of Chris's. The one who does Ozzy in a Black Sabbath tribute band.
Oh, good heavens.
Well, he's nothing like him in real life, of course. He's a window cleaner.
You haven't heard from Clive Horobin yet, then?
Oh, not yet, no.
So he might not be coming?
Oh, well, Chris is sure he will. Clive's therapist thinks it'll be good for his rehabilitation.
But I...
Hello, you two.
Oh, Debbie! Oh, hi! Oh, you look fantastic.
So do you, Mrs. Carter.
Oh. Every time someone says that, I look round for Susan.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, hello, darling. Oh, it is so lovely to see you.
Hello, this is Emma Grundy. Hello? Hello, who is it? Hello?
Debbie, would you like some juice or a glass of Suave?
Or wine, please.
Did Brian say that he was going to join us?
He's taking my things upstairs, then he's got a couple of calls to make. Oh, thanks. Oh, the pool looks inviting.
I hope you bought your cozy.
And riding gear.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I've made some plans for us, though I know there's lots to do, helping Mum organise things for Friday.
Oh, I'm sure I can manage. You two enjoy yourselves.
Hello, Debbie.
Oh,
hi.
Ruth, hi.
Oh, come and join us.
Oh, I won't, thanks. I've got loads to do. I've just dropped Pip off for a first strawberry picking shift. Oh. So I thought I'd call in and say hello.
Well, Adam said that Pip had rung him asking for work.
Oh, yeah. My daughter won't get out of bed for nothing these days.
Really?
I asked her to help with milking on a couple of mornings, but gone are the days when she'd do it for love alone.
Everyone likes having a bit extra to spend, and you feel better earning it rather than asking for handouts.
And mind you, she did have to pay her younger brother to help her out with a college project.
Goodness, how very business-like.
It wasn't like this when I was their age, I'm sure.
Well, they have a better understanding of the value of money than we ever had to.
Yes, and it's a good thing.
That's the world they're growing up in.
You're right, I suppose. Right, back to the grind. See you later.
Bye.
Yeah, bye, Ruth.
Lovely to see you, Debbie. Oh. Bye.
Right, what about showing me that DVD of the wedding?
Oh, stupid plastic pegs.
Who's that? Is anyone there?
Please pick up Ed. Come on.
Hello, you're Emma.
Can you come home? Now.
Now?
Please, Ed. I heard someone in the bushes and I think I saw someone staring at me. It's like someone's stalking me and it's not funny.
Josh, what are you doing?
Sorry, Mum.
If you drop that camcorder, it'll smash to pieces.
Sorry.
Why in such a hurry? If you're going up to your room, do some tidying up in there, will you?
So, what else has been happening? Oh, I can't believe I'd forgotten to tell you this.
What?
It completely slipped my mind, talking about Chris and the party
and
everything.
Come on, what is it?
It's Helen.
What about Helen?
She's pregnant.
Pregnant? You're kidding me.
I'm afraid she isn't.
Wow, didn't see that one coming. I didn't even know she was in a relationship.
She's not.
Oh, poor thing. And she's decided to keep it and bring it up on her own.
Well, it's much more complicated than that.
Complicated how?
It wasn't an accident, if that's what you're thinking. It was a deliberate choice, and there's no man involved either.
Now you're making it sound like the Immaculate Conception, Alice.
I'm sorry, I don't get it.
Well, obviously there was a man at some point.
She decided to have a baby by donor insemination.
My gosh, seriously?
Seriously.
Wow, how brave.
I don't think it's a question of being brave at all. Nothing prepares you for having a baby, and to choose to have a baby and bring it up on your own is, well, it's foolhardy. It's such hard work.
Well, she'll have plenty of support, though, won't she, Pat and Tony?
Oh, Auntie Pat's okay about it, but Uncle Tony has been bouncing off the walls, I've heard.
Alice?
Well, he'll come round, won't he?
Oh, we'll have to see. Oh, it's going to be very difficult for her when she comes to explain to this little child where the father is.
Gosh, yes.
Oh, it's so great that you could come for our wedding party, Debbie.
I wouldn't have missed it.
Such a pity Kate can't be here too.
Yes, it is.
But I totally get that she wouldn't want to leave the children any sooner than she has to.
When's she coming?
Oh, well, you know Kate. She'll book at the very last minute and end up arriving just before her course starts.
Well, that's Kate all right.
Oh, and what a pity Marshall wasn't able to be here too.
Actually, Mum, Marshall and I have split up.
Split up? No. When was this?
It could have been a bird I heard, Ed. Oh, one of the farm cats.
Yeah, you said you saw a face.
Well, it was only a split second and I couldn't make it out properly. I could have imagined it all.
No, I don't think you did, Emma. I can definitely see where something or somebody's been trampling the ground around here.
Hi, Ed. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
Ruth, can you come over here a minute?
What's up?
Look, I don't want to scare you, but I think you should be on your guard.
How do you mean?
Well, we think there might be an intruder.
An intruder?
I was pegging the washing out a bit ago, and I think somebody was hiding in the bushes watching me.
You're joking.
No, she isn't. She heard the rustling, then she shouted out. That must have disturbed them, because then she heard whoever it was running away.
Well, I got back from Horn Farm a little while ago, but I haven't seen or heard anything.
Well, I want this sorting out. I can't go to work worrying about her being here with some nutter hanging around.
I don't blame you.
In fact, I'm going to call the police if there's any more of this.
Have you seen someone hanging about before?
Not seen, exactly. But there have been presents.
Really?
Yeah.
It seemed like a joke at first.
One time it was flowers tied up with string on the doorstep, wasn't it?
What sort of flowers?
Sweet peas. As though whoever it was had grown them himself. Not a bouquet or anything.
And you found some chocolates, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
It was just a few random ones in an odd little box.
I think you should tell David what's been going on.
Look, hang on. I just need to check something.
See if he thinks we should call the police in.
Well, don't do anything for the moment. And if it's what I think it is, I'll be back in a bit.
Well, that is a shock.
Oh, Debbie and Marshall, you mean?
Yes. Oh, he was such a nice young man, and they seemed so suited.
I'm not sure about that.
Aren't you?
Well, I kind of had an inkling a while back, before Chris and I went to the States.
Did you?
Well, it wasn't so much what she said, it was more what she didn't say.
Oh. Well, what didn't she say?
Oh, you know. You must have noticed, Mum.
Well, give me an example, then.
Well, you know when someone's crazy about someone and they talk about them all the time? Anything you say, they tell you, oh, so-and-so likes that, says that, did that, whatever.
Well, Debbie was always talking about Marshall.
The operative word being was. She used to, and she stopped.
Oh.
And I know for a fact they had a couple of rows last Christmas.
Well, I thought they were just little disagreements. I mean, it must have put a couple under a bit of strain when in-laws visit.
No, I knew it ran deeper than that. Otherwise, well, you know Debbie, Mum, how private she can be. She'd never have mentioned it at all.
Oh, dear.
You're upset?
Yes, I am, a little. I mean, she'll be 40 this year. I hate to think of her leaving it too late to find happiness.
Oh, Mum, honestly. Does she look lonely and unhappy to you? Not every woman needs a man to complete her.
No, I know.
Well, then.
I just need some time to get used to the idea, that's all.
Plus, Dad said he was chuffed. He said Marshall was far too namby-pamby for Debbie.
Well, Josh, what have you got to say to Emma and Ed?
Sorry.
What was that?
I'm sorry.
What for? What's happened?
I think this young man has a bit of explaining to do.
What? Josh?
I didn't mean you to be frightened.
I don't get it.
Oh, don't tell us it was you, Josh.
Really? Oh.
Just after you disturbed your lurker in the bushes, Josh raced into the kitchen and nearly knocked me flying. I wondered what all the hurry was about, but he ran off upstairs and I thought no more about it. Apart from telling him off about almost dropping his camcorder.
So, well, how did you know it was Josh?
I didn't. But I put two and two together and asked to see what he'd filmed.
I didn't mean any harm. I was coming back from filming some more Millennium Wood stuff for Linda Snell.
He's been helping her by filming some content for the village website.
Mm. It's to give people an idea of what they'll see if they come on the walk next Sunday. For the anniversary of the woods.
Oh, yeah, Grandad was talking about that.
Go on, Josh.
Well, I had my camcorder, like Mum said. And Emma, you were hanging up some washing. I don't know why I did it, really. I would never have shown it to anyone else, honest.
I believe you.
And I've deleted it now, and I'm really sorry.
It's quite sweet, really.
Sweet?
Yeah. I'm flattered.
What about the other stuff? The flowers and the chocolates? Was that you?
I just thought she'd like them, that's all.
I did. They were a lovely thought.
Your poor dad came in for some flack about the chocolates.
They were your chocolates then, were they?
Yeah. I saw some were missing. I blamed it on David being greedy.
Oh, I still think it's lovelier, Josh.
No, listen, it's one thing giving a girl presents and stuff, but you shouldn't go around chatting up the girlfriends of your mates, you know?
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, I can't say I blame you. She is gorgeous.
Ed, now you're embarrassing us both.
But that sort of behaviour will get you into trouble. You can ask my mate Jazza if you don't believe me. So think on, eh?
Okay.
Right. Go on, skedaddle. I'll have to think of some suitable punishment for you.
Sorry again.
Oh. Don't be too hard on him, Ruth. He meant well.
Well, to be honest, I was joking. I think the embarrassment of having to face you and say sorry will have done the trick.
Yeah, I hope so. I'll be keeping a very close eye on the two of them from now on.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
Have you finished in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, Jamie hasn't gone in there, has he?
Not that I know.
I thought I heard the door.
Nope. No, he'll be sound asleep till about lunchtime, I should think.
Kenton, can you please put those shirts away properly instead of leaving them on one hanger?
Yeah. Of course.
I spent ages ironing them last night.
Yeah. Well, Jamie was still playing his computer game when I got in.
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty late.
Yeah, I know.
He's spending a lot of time on his own for a boy his age.
I'm aware of that.
Oh, just a second, Cathy.
What? I'm going to be late.
I wondered if he'd said any more about Alistair and cricket.
Well, he doesn't want to go, and that's that.
Look, I just think it'd be far better for him to get outside in the fresh air and spend some time with the guys on the team.
For goodness sake, you talk as though you're the only one who knows what's best for him. I'm well aware of what he should be doing in an ideal world.
Right.
And apart from anything else, how can I make him do anything at all? He's 15 and on school holidays.
OK.
I can't go on about it, can I? Since he snapped my head off and accused me of wanting to use cricket as another way of keeping tabs on him.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
I just feel I'm getting nowhere with him.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should...
I can't talk about it now. I've got to get to work.
I mean, smart casual. What does that really mean, Neil?
You're asking me?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I know what it means literally. And it's easy for a man.
Oh, is it?
Of course it is. Nice shirt and a pair of smart trousers. And in your case, either your black shoes or your brown ones, according to which trousers you wear.
Well, why don't you wear the same?
Trousers? Me? Hmm. I'm the mother of the groom, Neil.
Oh.
But if that's what you're wearing and I wore a smart dress, I might look overdressed.
Well, you could compromise and wear a skirt.
Oh, of course I couldn't. If it was plain, I'd look like I was going for a job interview. And if it was patterned, I'd look like I was on a Sunday picnic.
Oh,
maybe I should just go with that summer frock I bought last year.
Yeah.
And I haven't even started thinking about footwear.
Shoes?
Oh, Neil, what if the ground's soggy? With heels, I'd sink 3 inches into the ground every time I took a step. I've got me wedges.
Wear them.
Oh, I can't.
Oh.
Well, they're closed in. More autumn shoes, really. They won't look right with a summer frock. And they're tan.
Oh.
And I'll need a pashmina.
Right.
Evenings can be chilly this time of year.
Hello, Christopher.
Hello, hi. Love.
Chewing gum.
By the till.
Oh, yeah. You won't need a pashmina, by the way.
Oh?
Jennifer's caterers are organising outdoor heaters.
Oh, that's good.
Is Alice driving you daft too?
Daft? In what sense?
What will Jennifer be wearing? Have you any ideas?
Sorry, no.
Only I don't want to look underdressed next to her, but then again, I don't want to outdo the mother of the bride.
Is it me, or is your mother speaking in tongues?
What do you think, Christopher?
Don't sweat it, Mum. Just wear what you like.
Oh, thanks. That's very helpful.
Anyway, never mind about clothes. It's the speeches I'm bothered about.
Oh, don't worry. A barbecue's very informal. There won't be any speeches.
Well, I'm making one. Says Brian.
Oh, blooming heck.
Speeches? Oh, well, that changes everything.
Yeah, it does. I'm hopeless at speaking in public.
No, never mind that. Speeches means it'll be much more formal. Neil, you'll need a suit. Hmm? Maybe without a tie. That's smart casual.
I can't wear a suit without a tie. I'd feel half undressed.
You can't wear the one you wore for Alan and Usha's wedding. Not since you got a bit of a paunch.
Hey. I'm going into Porchester at dinner time to get some new stuff for myself.
Well, look, take your dad shopping with you and drag him into the 21st century, will you?
Shopping? For clothes?
It'll be painless, I promise.
And I'll have to have a complete rethink.
Alice? No, I'm sorry, Cathy, she's not here.
Oh, well, could you give her a message, Jennifer, please?
Yes, of course.
I've got a bit of a crisis here at the golf club. A couple of our bar staff have rung in sick.
Oh, dear.
And I'm looking for temporary staff. Preferably people who know the area and can mix with the clientele here. And I wondered if Alice will be interested.
Well, I'll ask, but I think the answer's likely to be no, I'm afraid.
I know she'll be helping with the party arrangements.
Yes, but she'll be doing some strawberry picking for Adam and some of the farmers' markets.
I see.
And Debbie's here for the week, and she wants to spend some time with her.
Yeah, of course. But if you would get her to ring me on the off chance.
Uh-huh, yes, yes, all right.
Thanks, anyway.
There's not that much choice in here.
It's a suit. They're all the same, aren't they?
Not really. Two or three buttons. Fit. Styles of trousers. Lapel width.
Oh, stop. Stop. You're as bad as your mother.
This one?
No, I don't think Susan likes me in that colour.
They've got it in dark grey.
I wish she'd come with us. I haven't got a clue.
Try it on. See what you think.
What, here?
In the changing rooms, obviously.
No, I couldn't do that. I'd rather buy it and try it on at home. Your mother can always pop back and change it if it's wrong.
What? With everything she's got on this week?
Oh, flipping heck. Why couldn't she just have bought me something to wear like she always does?
Do, come through, Susan.
I'm not disturbing your lunch, Jennifer, am I?
Oh, no, not at all. Oh. I'm just grilling some sausages for Rory. I'll eat with Debbie and Alice when they go back from Darrington. Would you like some coffee?
Well, if it's no trouble.
No, only the sun ready.
Fresh ground coffee tastes so much better than instant, doesn't it?
We think so. Mm-hmm. So, how can I help, Susan?
Well, it's about the party.
Milk?
Have you got any skimmed?
No, sorry.
Oh, well, I'll drink it black then.
Oh, well, here you are.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Can I get you some cake?
Oh, no, thanks.
Now, what about the party?
Well, Chris said it's going to be quite formal.
Well, not formal as such. The catering service provides waiters and bar staff. Oh. So we'll all be served at tables. You, Neil, Brian and me and Alice and Christopher, well, we'll be sitting at the top table, but it's still a barbecue.
And it's inside a marquee?
Mm-hmm. Yes, which will have some flooring for dancing later.
Oh, flooring. That's good.
So, do wear heels if you want to. I shall.
And will you be wearing a long dress?
Oh, goodness, no. And Brian won't be wearing a dinner jacket or anything like that. And I thought something summery and light.
Mm. I was thinking along exactly the same lines. And what about the speeches?
Well, just Brian and Christopher, as far as I know.
Oh, Neil will be relieved.
As I said, not formal exactly, just...
classy?
Well, just a bit smarter than the average barbecue.
And is there much more to organise?
Well, I thought I'd draw up a seating plan just to make things simpler.
Oh, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
And then everybody can sit with people they know, mm. so nobody feels awkward and everybody can relax.
Oh, yes.
I was just wondering, with the invitations being so, casual, you see, Alice and Christopher have sent a lot out by text and email.
Oh, and, me and Neil too, yeah. And phone calls.
Yes. And I just wondered, you see, I've got our numbers. Have you got yours?
Oh, yeah. Well, nearly all.
And everybody said yes.
Oh, of course. Nobody on our side wants to miss out on such a fantastic occasion. I'll give you a list of the names so far.
Oh, yes. And the ones that you haven't heard from yet?
Oh, only one or two. Just the ones who have more complicated arrangements to make. Right. I'll have those names when they reply. But none of them will say no. You can bank on it, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'd look a right idiot in that.
No, you wouldn't.
It's all right for somebody like you.
Plenty of blokes your age wear slim leg trousers.
Yeah, them with orange tans and glow-in-the-dark teeth.
Oh, I like this. For me, I mean.
Huh? At that price, your mother would have a fit.
I'm not going to tell her. Come on, pick something to try on.
It's more the speeches I'm bothered about, not the suit.
You did a great job for Alan. Everybody said so.
Well, it was easier to make a speech for Alan. He's not my son. I wouldn't want to let you down.
You'd never do that, Dad. But you don't have to make a speech. I'd rather you had a good time than spend all night worrying.
Well, all I'd have said is that me and your mum... well, we're very proud of you. You've picked a lovely girl in Alice. She's got a good head on her shoulders. You need that these days.
Oh, I know.
You need to be a team, you and her, working together.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a big thing you and she are doing. And you have to work at marriage, you know, every day. It's not easy, but the rewards are worth it.
Don't worry, Dad. Me and Alice have talked about all this. Supporting each other through thick and thin. All that. I love Alice. And I want to spend my life with her. I know the wedding was a bit of fun. But we take our commitment to each other very seriously.
Good. I'm very glad.
And it's down to you and Mum that I know what a good marriage takes.
When you've taken his order, can you refill the ice maker? Thanks. Hi, Jack's Bar.
Oh, hi, Kenton. It's me.
Kathy.
Have you got a minute?
For...
But I've got a problem here at the golf club.
Why, what's happened?
It's more of a nuisance, really. A couple of bar staff are off sick, and I've spent all morning on the phone looking for temps.
Right, I'm not sure that I can help. No one I can recommend, if that's what you're looking for.
Well, in that case, I need to ask a favour.
What's that?
Well, if I can't find anyone, I'm going to have to work a few evening shifts myself.
Uh-huh.
And I wondered if, well, now that Jax is up and running, you could take a few evenings off work yourself to be with Jamie.
To be with Jamie?
Yes.
Well, I don't think that's a good idea.
I'm sorry?
Well, after what you said this morning, about his reaction to Alistair and cricket practice at the Nets.
Oh, no, that's different.
Well, to you, maybe, but Jamie won't see it like that. He'll jump to the conclusion that I think he needs babysitting. We really don't need him to be angry with me, too.
No, but, well, both of us will be working until late.
Well, if he needs anything, he's got the Grundys right next door. And you're only, well, you're just a few minutes' drive away.
Yeah, but I don't like leaving him alone all evening.
It'll only be a couple of evenings, won't it? And he's 15, after all. Look, you really should try and chill out and just back off a little bit, Kathy.
That's strange.
What's that, Puss?
Well, I'm just checking the bank account.
And?
Some of the money you put in last week's gone out again.
Oh, yeah, sorry, forgot to tell you. I've got the nod about an option from Alec on some land.
What land? When?
It's no big deal, just a punt on a bit of land.
You never said anything.
Oh, sorry, it might come to nothing. And it didn't cost a lot.
Matt, you agreed to run everything past me first.
Only when it's Amside business. This isn't. I just might be able to make a quick buck on it, that's all.
But still...
Think of it like putting a bet on a horse. It might come good, it might not.
I see. Matt, do you mind if I don't come into the office this morning?
No, it's fine. What you got planned?
I want to call into the Bull, talk to Jolene.
All right. What about?
I want to know how the search for new staff's going.
If they'd progressed things, they'd have let you know, surely.
That's what worries me.
What, you don't think they're getting on with it?
Possibly not.
There you go. Full English.
Oh, cheers, Kenton.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, maybe a century ago when you were 15.
Cheek. Well, OK then, maybe not the doctor. But there's nothing like a decent fry-up once in a while to hit the spot.
There's nothing like a decent fry-up.
Oh, very funny.
Anyway, what are you doing skiving off work?
Oh, thought I'd earned it. Tuesday mornings are quiet anyway. And Jim will be there with his papers and cappuccino to avert any catastrophes. Oh, can I nick a piece of that crispy bacon for my toast?
Oh, Kenton.
Well, it looks delicious, even if I say so myself.
Oh, go on then.
Oh, ciao. Mmm. I heard the phone go earlier.
Oh, yeah.
What, someone for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, not some kid selling kitchens.
It was Alistair.
Oh, right.
Asking me about Nets again.
Well, I'm not surprised. They really need talented young players. And they should be bringing on some youngsters.
That's what Alistair said.
I mean, look at the average age of the team, with my brother pushing up the stats.
Yeah.
So?
It's still no.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's just Mum trying to keep me busy.
She just cares about you, Jamie.
I don't fancy it anyway. Is there any brown sauce for these sausages?
Can I get your coffee, Lillian?
That'd be lovely, Jolene, thanks.
All right, milk?
Yeah, please. You're quiet this morning.
Well, only half ten.
Yeah, but there are usually a couple of people on the computers.
Oh, right, yeah.
They are still being used, aren't they?
Oh, to be honest, you'd be better asking Fallon.
Yeah, of course. How's the search for new staff going?
I weren't sure.
Did you manage to get the ad in the Echo this week?
Sorry, ask Fallon, she'll know.
Jamie?
Yeah?
Okay if I come in?
Yeah.
I need rescuing, mate.
What from?
The lawnmower. You don't fancy a game of footy, do you? We could give Josh a ring.
He said he was helping his dad on the farm this morning.
Oh, right, fair enough. Oh. Just seems a shame to be stuck indoors, that's all. What about your other mates? Any of them fancy a kickabout?
Don't know. I've not rung them. Oh. Yes.
This cricket thing wasn't anything to do with your mum wanting to keep an eye on you, you know.
OK.
I mean, Alistair genuinely thinks that you're worth coaching.
Yeah, I know.
Look, I know that you love cricket, and you were brilliant in the single wicket. So what's the problem?
There is no problem.
I just thought, you know...
Why should there be a problem? Oh. Just because I don't want to go to net practice, why should you keep on about it? What's the big deal?
Hey, there's no big deal. If that's your decision, it's fine.
Right.
It's just a problem when something or someone forces us into making a decision that we really don't want to make.
It's my decision.
Is it because you think you're not good enough?
No way.
Oh, I thought it couldn't be that. Is there someone on the team you don't get on with?
They're okay.
Sure?
Yes.
Well, then why don't you just give it a go? At least once.
No.
Just give it half an hour, see how it goes, eh? All you have to do is go up to the ground tomorrow night and try it.
I'll tell you what, I'll even go into work later and give you a lift there if you want. Oh, that's it, isn't it? It's going to the cricket ground, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, mate.
It's okay.
No. That was really dim of me.
I just don't want to go back up there. Not since... I don't want to be there. I don't want to think about it. That day...
No, I know. It was horrible for you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know how much Sid loved that cricket ground, don't you?
Well...
But no, it was his favourite place to be, apart from in the Bull.
Yeah, it was.
So how do you think he'd feel if he thought you were staying away because of him? I mean, he'd have felt terrible, wouldn't he?
I suppose so.
It's the last thing that he would have wanted. You know, this might sound a bit daft, but you're lucky in a way.
Lucky? How'd you make that out?
Well, just because... Well, since my dad died...
Yeah?
If I feel like I need to be close to him, I've got to go and sit in the churchyard, which, you know, is nice and peaceful, but it's a bit, well, it's a bit depressing. Whereas... You can feel close to your dad just by doing something that you enjoy, playing cricket.
Yeah, I suppose I can.
And because your dad spent such a lot of time coaching you in something you both loved, you can honour his memory by carrying on practising and playing. Well, that's worth doing, isn't it?
I'd like him to be proud of me.
He was, Jamie. I know that for a fact. Hey, tell you what.
What?
Why don't you and I go up there now?
Now?
Yeah. Yeah, I could bowl you a few so you could get your iron, and then you can really decide whether it's for you or not. Yeah?
More coffee, Lillian?
No, thanks, Jolene. Look, is there anything I can do since I'm at a loose end this morning?
Like what?
Well, what about the staff rotors for the next couple of weeks?
Staff rotors?
Hmm. They have been done.
Well, I ain't sure... I think Nick and Clary sort it out between themselves.
Well, I could help with some stock-taking then.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, what about if I check a few things and reorder if stocks are low?
Well, Fallon might be onto it already. It's no good you're both covering the same ground, is it?
No, you're right. We don't want to duplicate orders.
I do appreciate you asking, though, Lillian.
Ah, I've got it. You've obviously not had a chance to organise anything for the bank holiday yet.
No, but...
It's not a criticism, darling. Please don't think that.
Right.
I just noticed that there aren't any posters up and it's only a couple of weeks away. Perhaps you could put our heads together and come up with something.
Oh, Lillian...
Nothing major, of course. Just something to mark the day and drum up some business.
No.
No.
Look... I know it's quiet in here, and that's disappointing for you because it's half your business too, but to tell you the truth, Lillian, I don't want to think about it. I can't cope with it.
I do understand, Jolene, but that's where I come in. I'll do the lion's share.
It's no good, Lillian. I ain't got the stomach for it no more. I mean, this place, it's all Sid. You know, it was his life's work, not mine. Oh, I threw myself into it. I did, but only because I loved him. I wanted to make him happy.
Oh, Jolene.
But no, he's not here anymore. There don't seem no point. I'm thinking of selling my shares and getting out.
What? That would be completely the wrong thing to do. All the experts agree, Jolene. You shouldn't make any big decisions so soon after a bereavement.
Sid gone. There's no heart to the place. My heart certainly ain't in it.
Give yourself time.
No, it ain't just me, you see. You've seen Fallon, how tired she's looking. She's doing it for me, but it's not fair on her. I've put her under too much strain for too long.
She won't see it like that.
Well, that's how I see it. I've thought a lot about it. And I think it's for the best.
Oh, Jamie, not again.
Yes.
Oh, God. Well, you're on our fit this time.
I'm sure my legs are half an inch shorter than they were when we got up here.
Ooh, another four? That's how many Kenton to your pathetic seven runs.
I know. You added up.
You're never going to get me out.
That's just because I'm a bit out of practice.
Out of practice? Completely out of condition, more like.
Hey, watch it.
And out of talent, skill, pace, technique, and everything else it takes to play cricket.
Oh, hey, don't hold back at all, will you?
Oh, sorry, Kenton.
No, it's all right. No, you're absolutely right. I'd sooner be holding a pint of shires than a cricket bat any day of the week. Do you know something? I could have sworn that I heard your dad's laugh on the wind just now. And I bet that he was laughing at me.
Matt.
Hello.
Have you got a minute?
Yeah, of course. Everything all right?
No, not really. I've just been with Jolene. She wants to sell up.
Why don't you close the office door, Lily, no? In the interests of being discreet, you know what Ambridge is like.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, so she just came out with it like that, did she?
Yeah. Confirm my worst fears.
Yeah. It's not that much of a surprise, I suppose. I mean, you've done so much, but the place has been going downhill.
It was bound to initially.
Yeah, of course. But Sid was a great mine host. Now there's no atmosphere in there sometimes.
What if she does sell up?
Yeah.
But I can't invest any more money in that place. My money's tied up in Amside Holdings.
In any case, the pub's a dodgy investment these days. They're closing down like there's no tomorrow.
And if she did find a buyer for her shares, who knows who it might be?
Yeah, a new partner could cause you major headaches.
And then there's the question of Jolene herself and Fallon.
Good point.
She really hasn't thought this through.
Apparently not.
There must be something we can do to get her through this. Before she makes a decision we'll all regret.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Fallon.
What can I get you?
Just a sparkling mineral water, please.
Ice and lemon?
Please.
How are things?
Okay, thanks. Tom's out on the tractor all day now they've finished combining, so he's not coming home for lunch. So I thought I'd eat here.
Oh, I'll get you a menu in a minute.
Oh, no need. Just a cheese and pickle sarnie will do.
Okay. I'll tell Frieda.
No rush. Stay here and have a chat with me. Matt and Lillian have been out all morning. I'm so bored of my own company.
Yeah. It's not like I'm exactly rushed off my feet.
So, how's it going?
Fine.
You look tired.
I could do with going to the hairdressers too. It helps if I don't look in the mirror too often.
And are you managing in here?
Yeah, Mum and me are doing okay. Thanks to Lillian and Clary and Nick. They're being brilliant.
But you're still looking for someone long term?
Yeah, Mum's sorting that, I think. I hope.
What about the band?
Oh, I've had to backburner all of that. Alice and Chris asked if we'd play at their wedding party.
That's good.
I know, it was nice of them. But I had to turn them down. There's no way that I can find time to rehearse.
Oh, it's a shame. You should keep up the lies at least.
Yeah, I will, don't worry. Once things settle down a bit.
You need something else to think of, apart from this place.
Well, I don't think I've got the headspace at the minute.
Is there anything I can do to help?
You could organise a girls' night out once we get someone full-time.
Oh, definitely.
I've still got the energy by then. Oh, I'd better go and give Frieda your order.
Thanks. And I'll call back after work if you like.
Oh, that'd be nice.
You check with Jolene, and if she hasn't had a chance to do that job ad, I'll help you sort it.
So what are we doing then, Alice?
Well, if you cut the photos up as they come out of the printer, I'll roll them and tie them with ribbon.
Okay. Just let me finish my sandwich.
So what do you think then?
Oh, it's a great photo, the two of you.
Linda Lou took it. You can just see the heart sign over the chapel, look.
The very first photo of Mr. and Mrs. Christopher Carter.
Well, not quite. Brick took some, but he was so nervous about getting married himself, he couldn't hold the camera still.
Oh, sweet.
And the idea?
Yeah, brilliant. Donating to a charity on your guest's behalf. I've always thought giving favours is a pointless activity.
And it's an Alzheimer's charity.
Mm, Gran will be pleased.
Mm, it's a shame Grandad can't come, but...
Well, you can take him a cupcake.
We will.
Okay,
You pass me that box of tissues. Let's get started.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks. Chris was good company last night at Jack's.
Uh-huh.
What did you make of Kenton?
In what way?
Well, how did he seem to you?
The usual Kenton. A real laugh. Why?
I don't know. I just sensed it was all a bit forced.
Seemed okay to me. Oh, it's from Chris. Oh, that's nice.
What?
He's finishing work early. Oh, fantastic.
And in another devastating fast bowling salvo, Perks dismisses Afridi for a duck.
Hi, Jamie.
Oh, hi, Fan.
What are you up to?
I found this old tin train and skipped when I came past Gleeven's. I was just getting a bit of bowling practice in before next tonight.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, it's my first time.
Aren't any of your mates around, so you could have a proper game?
Nah, not this afternoon.
Oh, but don't look at me.
Nah, you're okay. I think I'm better off with the tray.
Well, I'll leave you to it then.
Although its conversation's a bit limited.
Well, if you get bored, you can always come over to the bowl later.
Thanks.
In fact, come over when you break for tea for a drink and some crisps.
Oh, great, I'm starving.
Nothing new there, then.
Seriously, I've only had some toast today.
Jamie, that's no good. What are you like? Listen, why don't I make you some in proper?
Oh, any chance of a spag bowl?
Go on, then. I'm on my way to the shop anyway. I'll get us some treats as well.
Oh, cool.
Bye, Gran. Bye.
Gosh, the floral displays she's ordered sound amazing.
Oh, don't they just?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Kathy.
Oh, you're putting us to shame, Kathy. We should have walked from Home Farm on a lovely day like today.
Oh, I'm not walking for the fun of it, Debbie. Oh. I'm on a break between shifts at the golf club, and when I came to start the car, there wasn't a drop of petrol left.
Oh.
I've been meaning to fill it up all week, but you know how it is.
Oh. We could give you a lift to the petrol station.
I feel such an idiot.
Oh, don't be silly. It can happen to anyone.
Well, if you're sure you don't mind. I called Kenton, but he's at Jack's, of course. And everyone else is at work. I couldn't think of anyone else to ask.
Oh.
Well, keep practising. You'll get it.
Your dad taught me this.
Oh, yeah, so he did.
Did Wayne teach you, or was it your mum?
No, mum was always a keyboard player.
When my dad found out where I got to, he went ape. He made me late and I hadn't finished my homework.
Trust Wayne.
It was cool in the end. Dad just put my bike in the back of the car and drove me home.
He wasn't mad with you then?
Not that much. I don't think I had much homework that day anyway. It's weird.
What is?
Dad not being here.
Yeah, it is.
It's like he still is, in a way.
I know what you mean.
Like he's just gone down to the cellar for a few minutes or something.
Yeah, that's how I feel too.
It's not like that at home.
No, I don't suppose it will be.
I can't wait for Nets tonight.
Well, that's good.
It's like you've got your guitar, you know, from your dad, and I've got my cricket bat.
Yeah.
I bet you miss him too.
Sid? Of course I do. I've written a song about it.
Have you? Can you play it now?
Well, no, I've scribbled the lyrics down. I'm still working on the melody.
Oh, okay.
Still in my head at the moment. I haven't picked up my guitar properly for weeks.
Oh.
Have you ever tried writing a song?
Me?
Yeah, or a poem or a story?
Nah.
It's a good way to deal with stuff.
Yeah, I've heard people in bands say that.
It doesn't put things right, but it gets it all out of your head.
Really?
You can come back any time you like and practice, you know?
Cheers. Oh, that smells so good.
Be about 15 minutes. And I've got chocolate pudding ice cream from the shop for afters.
Whoa, spearmint! Come on, slow coat.
Whoa, boy. Good boy.
Oh, good boy, Spearmint.
Oh. That was fantastic.
You ride in Hungary, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes. It's never as much fun on your own.
So, come on, Debbie. What happened with Marshall?
Oh, yeah. Basically, he just had plans and an agenda that were different from mine. That's all.
You seemed to get on so well at first.
Yeah, it really started when his mum and dad came to stay at Christmas. His dad was okay, but... Oh, she was so pushy. Kept going on and on about his brother's children.
Oh, that was his agenda.
I saw a side of him I hadn't seen before. I thought the Marshall I knew was a bit more new man than he actually was.
He wanted kids.
Oh, he wanted the works. And there's no way I'd ever want to give up my job.
So all that baking cakes and stuff.
Yeah, a bit of an act to get him where he wanted to go.
Oh, so Dad was right.
Yeah, for all the wrong reasons. Oh. Whereas you've got a great bloke in Chris, you know.
Yeah, I do know.
Oh, I think he's lovely. And I'm sure Mum and Dad will come to love him just as much as you do.
Yeah, once they've come down off the ceiling.
And Adam, Kate and I have a little surprise for you both.
Really? What?
Well, we've clubbed together and bought you both a couple of nights in the Grey Gables honeymoon suite as part of your wedding present.
Wow. I don't know what to say.
Just thanks will do.
Oh, that's so generous. Thank you so much.
Okay, what about calm, efficient and welcoming with good customer service skills?
Excellent customer service skills says all that in a nutshell, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What else do you need?
Well, like I said, someone who's willing to help Frieda in the restaurant as well.
Okay.
It's really good of you to do this for us.
No problem.
I mean it. It's a great help.
I read so many of these ads before I got the Leicester job. I could write them in my sleep.
If you hadn't come tonight, me and Mum probably never would have got round to it.
It's fine. I didn't have any plans.
She thought I was seeing to it, and I thought she was doing it.
Communication. My ex-boss was always going on about it.
Yeah.
Okay then, what about this? Efficient part-time bar person needed for evenings in busy, friendly village centre pub. Mm. Also to help in the kitchen when required. Mm. Excellent customer service skills essential, experience preferred, references necessary. Payment negotiable according to skill level, yeah. Must be 18 plus.
Well, that sounds about right.
Great. We've missed the deadline for this week's Echo, but I'll put it in for next week and meanwhile I'll post it on some local job sites on the internet.
Brilliant. Such a load off my mind, Brenda. You have no idea.
And now I better get home and get the supper on.
Thanks again.
And listen, don't just worry away at things. If you need help, ask, OK?
Thanks. Oh, come in, it's open.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
I was just off. I'll see you later. I'll be meeting Tom after next.
See you.
Bye. Bye, Kathy.
I hope you don't mind. Jolene said to just come up.
No, it's okay. Can I get you a drink?
No, I'm all right, thanks. Can't stop. I'm due back at the golf club in a couple of hours.
Oh, okay.
I just called in to say thank you for looking after Jamie this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that was no trouble, honestly. He was at a loose end and so was I.
I don't believe that for a second. That's why I wanted to thank you. As if you didn't have enough on your plate, you have my teenager to contend with.
Oh, he was fine. He's great. It was nice to spend some time with him.
Mm, at that difficult age.
Oh, don't worry. Some pretty toe-curling memories of me at that age.
Haven't we all? Just reminds me of how much we both miss Sid. Well, all of us, I should say. Everything he used to do for us.
Yeah, I know. But Kenton's there for you and Jamie, isn't he?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
I know he does a lot for Jamie.
Oh, he does, yes. It's just not the same. However you look at it, Sid was the real hub of our family wheel, wasn't he?
Right, shut this one off, Bert. No, hang on. Hi, Pip.
Hi, Dad.
What kept you?
Well, Mum's only just given me a lift to college, so she can drop me straight off at Lower Loxley.
Oh, OK, then. So, come on, how did you do?
Well, I got a B in music, a C in chemistry.
Oh, chemistry's better than you were expecting. Mind you, you work very hard.
Yeah, and I got a B in one of the biology papers, but a D in the other.
Oh, what, the one you panicked about?
Yeah, the one after I missed business studies.
Well, go on, tell me the worst. How did you do in business studies?
E.
Oh, you're really disappointed, aren't you?
Well, aren't you?
Well, room for improvement.
You're not kidding.
But the good thing is you're capable of doing much better. I mean, things would be pretty bleak if this really was the best you could do.
Yeah, Mum said the same, more or less.
Great minds.
Oh, I'd better go.
OK, we'll talk it over tonight, yeah? But chin up, hmm?
OK, thanks, Dad. I'll see you later.
Oh, right. Well, thank you very much. Bye.
Oh. Hi, Mum. Is there any coffee?
There should be. That was the caterer's.
Oh? Do you want a cup?
Oh, not for me, Debbie, thanks.
What did they say?
The team to erect the marquee should be here any minute.
What was the hold-up?
Well, the place they went to this morning was supposed to have electricity on site, but they found they needed a generator.
Mm, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Catering company's the least of my worries.
Hi. Coffee?
Oh, please. I passed the marquee people in the village.
Oh, thank goodness. I'll go and wait for them by the field gate.
How did your meeting go?
Oh, very well. Have you seen Adam?
Yeah, he's finished the last of the combining, so he and I touched base over lunch.
Good.
Here's your coffee.
Oh, lovely, thanks.
Are you free this afternoon?
Well, I can be, why?
I'd like to know more about the market development. Have a look at the plans, perhaps.
Right, well, I'll tell you what. I've got a few calls to make now, but if you fancy it later, we'll drive over to the site and you can see it for yourself.
Hello, Cathy.
Oh, hi, Clary.
I was just thinking, it looks like it might shower later. You might want to bring your washing in.
Oh, Lord. Right, thanks.
Never enough hours in the day, is there?
Not if you're trying to do it all yourself.
You're working again tonight at the golf club?
No, thankfully. One of the barmen's coming back to work, so I am having the night off.
Well, you just put your feet up.
I intend to. Jamie went to the cinema this afternoon with a couple of mates from school.
That's nice.
Yeah, and he's getting a lift back.
So Mum's taxi service won't be called out?
Exactly. I'm going to cook supper for us both and then open a bottle of red and relax for once.
That sounds like a very good idea.
Oh, you're welcome to pop round for a glass.
No, I can't tonight.
Oh, are you working in the bull?
Yeah, not me, no, Nick. But that means I have to babysit Jake and Mia till William comes home, and it won't be till about nine-ish.
OK.
Just hope I can stay awake for the party.
Oh, the picnic party on Sunday.
Oh, you mean Mike's Millennium Woodwalk? No, yeah. No, I meant Christopher and Alice's wedding party tomorrow night.
Of course, stupid of me.
But we have signed up for the walk and the picnic on Sunday too, have you?
No.
Well, then why don't you just leave your cleaning for one day and come along? It'll be fun.
We'll see.
Just hold down that side, would you, Debbie?
So it's 25 acres plus land for access?
Yeah. There's where the main building will be.
Mm.
And if you look here, there'll be three sail rings.
Uh-huh.
And around this area, that'll be all the livestock pens and lairage.
Yep.
And offices down that side of the building there.
Uh-huh. And these on this side?
Well, retail outlets. Agricultural engineers, farm insurance companies, that sort of thing.
Right.
There'll be a number of small outlets for a workwear shop, a barber's shop, whatever.
Barber's shop? What a great idea.
Yeah, well, you know what farmers are like. Drop-in barbers on market days would be ideal. Some of them never get off their farms unless it's to the market. Great little opportunity for some enterprising hairdresser.
And there, at this end?
Ah, will be the other all-important venue, the cafe.
Fantastic.
Well, come on, we'll walk the area.
So, access will be from over there, and parking, I presume, there?
Yeah, car park's there.
Mm.
Lorries, there and there, with the lorry and trailer washing area around the back, over there.
This is some project.
Are you impressed?
I'll say. And not least by you rejecting the idea of spending a long, peaceful retirement on some golf course.
Well, farming's been my life for longer than I care to remember. And I like the idea of giving something back, something that'll bring prosperity to the farming community in this area.
And if whatever it is makes a few quid for you too.
That's all to the good.
Well, good on you. Mm.
And what about you?
Me?
Your plan, since you and Marshall are no more. Your mother's quite worried about you.
Well, she needn't be.
No?
Absolutely not. I've got my life exactly where I want it. I really couldn't be happier.
Are you sure?
Positive. Now, come on. Mum will be wondering where we've got to.
Hi, it's Jamie. Leave a message.
Oh, no, silly boy. Come on, Kenton, pick up. Please pick up. Oh, for heaven's sake. Jamie, where are you? Dad? Dad?
Hi, Pip.
Dad, have you got a minute?
Just a sec. Got over your disappointment, then?
A bit.
Yeah, I know it's a cliche, but it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, well, I've been talking to Mum about options. I might drop chemistry.
Oh, isn't that a shame? Didn't you get a C?
Well, the points will still count towards my application for uni, if that's what I decide I want to do.
Oh, and what about the two disasters that you had?
Well, I'm going to retake biology and both the business studies paper to get my grades up.
Oh, that sounds like a plan. When?
January, probably. Get some out of the way before my A2s.
Well, that all sounds very sensible.
Hmm.
So, what about tonight? Do you need a lift?
Yeah, I know you're tired, Dad, but one of the first times is having problems, so Mum wants to keep an eye on her. Otherwise, she'd take me.
All right. But where are you off to?
Just into Borchester.
Okay, no problem. Hey, I know you're disappointed, but you deserve a good night out to celebrate with your mates.
Oh, I've forgotten you were at Will and Nick's. It's Jamie.
Whatever's the matter, love?
Oh, I'm sorry to be a nuisance. Don't be daft.
I'm at my wit's end.
Oh, dear.
He should have been back hours ago. I've tried ringing him, but he's left his mobile in his room.
Come on, sit down.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Come on now. Let's have a think. Right. Didn't you say he was getting a lift home?
Yes, from one of his friend's mothers. But he didn't say which one. I didn't ask because we've had an argument about me keeping too close tabs on him.
Oh, dear.
But then this happens. Well, what should I do? If Sid were here, I'd have rung him.
I know.
No, you don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. I'm so lonely without him, Clary.
Oh, you poor thing.
He was so good with Jamie. He was always there. I'm lost without him.
Oh, Kathy, love.
I'm sorry. He knew where Jamie was coming from, and he understood me, too.
Well, you got Kenton.
Oh. Well, it's not the same. He's not like Sid.
No.
Not when it comes to Jamie.
No.
I mean, more often than not, Kenton's like a big kid himself. Mm. He's very fond of Jamie, and he does help. But he's not solid and dependable. He's not his dad. He's not Sid.
No.
I mean, I tried to ring Kenton, of course I did, but it just rang and rang, so it wasn't switched on, or he saw it was me and didn't pick up.
Really? That sounds a bit odd.
We're not getting on, Clary. That's the truth of it.
Oh, I see.
I feel as if our relationship's falling apart. And poor Jamie, the only other father figure he has.
Oh, Kathy, now, however bad it is, you mustn't talk yourself into believing it can't be mended. Talk to Kenton. Oh, excuse me, hang on.
Mum. Oh, Jamie.
Hello, Jamie. Come in. Mum. Your mum's been worrying about where you're.
Oh, Jamie, my love, I didn't know what had happened.
I'm really sorry, Mum, really sorry.
Well, when you didn't come home on time, I got...
It was Saul's mum. She was late, so we went for a burger and I didn't realise the time. Mum...
Oh, you're home now. That's what matters.
Mum said you left your phone at home.
I'm really sorry, Mum.
Well, next time, borrow someone's, will you?
Of course I will. I just thought... Well, you knew where I was, so you'd know I was okay.
Us mums always worry about our children. I still worry about my William and Edward, even though they've flown the nest.
I just didn't think.
That's okay, love. You go back in and put the kettle on, eh?
Okay.
Oh. Now, now, will you be okay, Cathy?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Clary.
No.
And thanks for listening.
You're welcome to come round any time.
Thanks.
I could have sworn I had a couple of bottles of 25-year-old malt in here.
Oh, did you?
Well, you know I did. Any idea where they are?
I've moved them.
Where?
Well, if you must know, I've locked them away upstairs with one or two other things of value.
Good grief. The paintings. What on earth?
It's just to avoid any damage to them.
Well, what sort of damage?
Well, you know. In case there's any trouble tomorrow night.
Trouble?
Yes.
Surely the worst the Holborns will do is get blind drunk on my good champagne.
Oh, Brian.
Well, honestly, Jenny, the only Horriban who's a real head case is safely banged up in jail, isn't he?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Wow, the marquee looks fantastic. You've done a great job, Alice.
Well, it's mostly down to Mum and the catering people.
Honestly, I'm blown away.
Hi, you two.
Have you seen all this, Debbie?
I know. Don't Gran's flower displays look wonderful?
This is like what your mum and dad did for your 18th, Alice. When we first talked about it, I was just thinking a barbecue in the garden.
As far as Mum's concerned, Chris, this is a barbecue in the garden. You can't seriously imagine she's settled for anything less than the best.
And the food. Oh, I can't wait. Sirloin steak, lamb and coriander kebabs, marinated tiger prawns.
Oh, and your parents' cupcake tower is amazing.
I know. The icing must be about an inch thick. Oh, where are Mum and Dad, by the way? She gave me strict instructions to be here early so we can do the meet and greet.
Oh, thing. Mum was in a flap about car parking for some reason.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Cheers, Brian. We were just saying, you and Jennifer have really done us proud.
We're pleased you're both happy.
Oh, we are. Oh, thank you. Shall Chris and I get some drinks?
Well, they're opening the champagne when I pass.
Oh, let's G up those waiters.
Where? Is that in the beer tent next door?
Don't let Mum hear you call it that. Oh, it all looks perfect.
And so it ought. It's cost me almost as much as their wedding would have.
Oh, go on. You love spending money on
us. Well, what's it all for otherwise?
One or two cars are already starting to arrive.
Mum, relax. Everything is going to be wonderful.
It certainly is.
Listen, I'm off to pick up Gran. See you in a little while.
Yes, okay.
Well done, darling. You've excelled yourself again.
Oh, thank you, Brian. It's nice to be appreciated.
Well, where's he got to, Emma?
I don't know. I tried ringing him, but he wasn't picking up.
Oh.
I've been trying to talk to him all day.
What, about tonight?
Not back yet.
No, sorry.
Try him again. We'll have to set off soon, love, or they'll all get there before us.
Why don't you two go and wait in the car? I'll be out in a sec.
Oh, right. Come on.
You sure I won't have to make a speech?
Oh, pick up, Ed.
Emma.
Ed, where are you?
Oh, I'm really sorry. I got held up.
I thought you'd have been home by now. Mum and Dad are here.
Well, look, you go on with them. I'll catch you up.
This food really is to die for.
Yeah. At the rate the Horribins are wolfing it down, I just hope there's enough to go round.
Oh, come on, Mum. You've hardly touched a thing.
Well, Reading certainly isn't one of the Horobin's skills. They've totally ignored my table plan.
Oh, but it's better like this, though, don't you think?
I agree. Sprinkling of Horobins throughout is far better than having them herded all together at one end. I mean, this way, their effect is diluted.
That wasn't what I meant, and you know it.
Good heavens. What's that on that young woman's back?
Esther, I saw that earlier.
Yes.
Now, I can't make out whether it's an eagle or an extremely irate butterfly.
Well, Chris has a tattoo on a girl's lower back. It's known as a tramp stamp.
Mm. It's more decorative than the perforated line around that chap's neck.
Best party I've been to in a very long while.
Oh, please.
Hey, I'm glad we didn't have to foot the bill, though.
I know. Hey, fancy being related to people who can throw this kind of a party at the drop of a hat.
Yeah. It's very generous, you know.
And I suppose this is what life will be like from now on.
What life?
You know, being invited to these sorts of occasions. Hobnobbing with the county set.
I never thought.
Oh, look, now, can you call one of the waiters over?
Huh?
I'm going to try some of that roasted sea bass next.
Oh, yeah. I'll ask for some more champagne, too.
Yeah.
It's really hit the spot, this
no,
stuff.
No, you're supposed to sip it, now you're not down it in one.
Yeah. Well, I'm a complete novice compared to the bloke with the whiskey nose. Mm-hmm. Have you seen how much he's been knocking back?
Shh, that's Venetia Stripfield's dad. Huh? Christopher used to go out with her.
Hello there. Oh, I can't help wishing that Alice and Basti Stretfield had worked out.
Mum!
Don't. What if he turns out like his old man? Look, look, he's drinking whiskey chasers with his champagne.
Oh, yes, I've heard he's got a problem.
And actually, I'm quite impressed with Christopher. Mm. He's motivated, he's very personable and confident.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done very well. It hasn't been handed to him on a plate. And he thinks the world of Alice, which is the most important thing.
Oh, good for you.
Yes, yes, you're right.
Now, he's a real credit to the Carters. And I'll tell them so when I get the chance.
Oh, God, I'm stuffed.
Me too. Gorgeous. I could do with a bit of fresh air.
Yeah?
Why don't you come with me and bring your champagne?
Oh, too late.
Thanks, everybody. I'd just like to say a few words on behalf of myself and my wife. First of all, a massive thank you to Brian and Jennifer for organising this fantastic party. And thank you to my mum and dad, Susan and Neil, for the amazing cupcake tower.
And she has always embraced challenge. Now, whether that be in the Pony Club Gymkhanas or in the orphanages of South Africa during her gap year. Well, I'm confident that as she takes this next big step in her life, she'll pass any future challenges she might face with the same flying colours. Knowing that she has a fine young man in Christopher by her side. So, will you all join me now in wishing our newlyweds health, wealth, and great happiness. Come on, to Alice and Christopher!
Alice and Christopher!
Now, it's my turn.
Neil, what are you doing?
I'd like to say a few short words, if I may.
Sit down.
The last time I gave a speech was at the wedding of our vicar to his lovely wife, Usha, and well, that seemed to go down well, especially when I told the story of how he gave her a lift on his motorbike when she was dressed like a chicken.
Oh, Ed, what's Dad think he's doing? Please, somebody, either stop him or shoot me now.
I'm glad to hear that Brian described our Christopher as a fine young man, because he is. And we are very proud of him, and and I hope the Aldridge family are pleased and proud that he's chosen their lovely daughter to be his wife. I know they'll make each other very happy, like me and his mother have in our turn. And when you've got the joining of two smashing young people like these two from two great and long-established families, well, you can't go wrong. It's It's like pigs or any other stock.
Neil!
Anyway, my wife thinks I've said enough now, so please join me in toasting this newly minted alliance of two of Ambridge's finest farming families.
To the Carters and the Aldridges. The Carters and the Aldridges.
Have you seen who Jazz is making a move on?
Sure, it's not the other way round. They're as bad as each other.
You enjoying our pie?
Of course. You?
I'd be happy anywhere with you. This gets better and better.
Back in a sec. I'll just go and see if Gran wants another drink.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Susan, shall we have this dance?
Oh, so thanks, Brian. Neil, go on.
Oh, Jennifer... Would you like to dance?
Oh, yes. All right, thank you.
Right. Everybody's having a great time, aren't they? Behaving themselves, too.
Well, I hope that's not about to change.
Well, why should it?
With any new guest who hasn't yet arrived.
Oh, no, you shouldn't worry if some of your posh guests turn up a bit late and the worse for wear.
My guests?
Yeah, if they cause any damage, at least you'll know they've got the money to pay.
Why don't we go outside?
Yeah, okay.
It's really stuffy in here.
Ed, can you head your dad and granddad off?
What, where are they?
With Lord Elbury. They're going around touting for business.
Oh, what, trust them. Right, I'll be back in a bit, Em.
Okay. I'll be over there with Kylie and Amy Frank.
What's up with them? Seems a bit twitchy.
Yeah, she keeps saying she wants to go outside with me.
Maybe she's about to propose to you, mate.
You what? Well, propose to me?
Who else?
Do you think so?
Taxi's here, Alice.
Oh, great. Let's go. I was just looking round for India to thank her and Mandy for their presents.
India and Jazza disappeared ages ago.
Oh, I might have known.
Alice!
Oh, Chris and I are going to leave for Grey Gables now, Mum.
Thanks, Jennifer. It's been brilliant.
Oh, I'm so pleased. It all went off really well in the end, didn't it?
It's been wonderful. Thanks, Mum.
And I take it your Uncle Clive wasn't given permission to come then. It's a bit late for him to turn up now.
Clive? He wasn't invited, as far as I know.
Mum, we were just joking when we said about Clive coming. You knew that, didn't you?
Yes, of course I did. Obviously, I knew he wouldn't really have been given permission to come.
Are you two off?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for Grey Gables.
Oh, you're very welcome. Enjoy. Everybody, the honeymoon couple are off now, so can we all couple up and make an arch outside, please?
Alice, give me a hand.
Oh, wow.
Goodbye, everyone. Bye.
See ya. Ouch, put my feet.
Sorry.
See ya.
Careful, don't trip.
Come on, Alice.
Bye.
I love you, Alice.
I love you too. Bye, you two. Bye.
Wow. To the honeymoon suite at Grey Gables, eh?
Lucky things.
So, are you thinking that might be us in a couple of months' time?
Not unless they put cradles in honeymoon suites.
Yeah, but we'll have George, or your mum, or mine.
It's been quite a while since George slept in a cradle.
What?
No, you twit. A cradle for the new baby.
New?
Yeah. I'm pregnant. Ed, we're having a baby.
Oh, Emma!